I'm your host, correspondent Tom Wilmer, reporting from the island of Bermuda. True story of how Bermuda wound up with the world's most elegant naval warehouse. The Royal British Navy's North American and West Indies station on the island of Bermuda was long ago the largest naval base outside of the UK, with the Royal Naval Dockyards a key centerpiece. Back in the early 1850s, the commander of the base sent word to London that they were in dire need of more warehouse space. The Royal Naval Architects dutifully commenced drafting blueprints and, once completed, sent them out on the next available transport. Naval officials on the island of Bermuda were a bit surprised to receive blueprints that included a front facade with elegantly fenestrated twin clock towers and elaborate crenellated detailing of the stone facing throughout. At the time, convicts from the adjacent prison performed the majority of the physical labor at the Royal Dockyards and the roadwork around the island, and thus the cost of labor to construct the elegantly detailed general store's warehouse was not an issue. Prisoners chiseled and slaved away, and just as the warehouse was close to completion in the spring of 1856, a Royal Naval frigate tacked into the Bermuda Harbor and tied up at the pier. A young lieutenant raced down the gangplank and asked to see the commander. The lieutenant breathlessly inquired, "You didn't build the warehouse from the plans we sent you, did you?" The commander replied, "Why, yes, come along and have a look." "Oh, no," the lieutenant sighed, "this is awful. You obviously didn't receive the subsequent note we sent out instructing you to wait for revised plans, as we had erroneously sent you the blueprints for the Royal Embassy in Khartoum." "Oh, my," the commander replied, "I was wondering why we wound up with what is surely the most elegant warehouse in the entire Admiralty. Makes me wonder what Khartoum's new embassy looks like." The British Royal Navy no longer maintains a base on Bermuda, but the old warehouse remains as a centerpiece of the Royal Naval Dockyard tourist attraction that's filled with shops and restaurants along with an adjacent cruise ship terminal. Next time you're on the island of Bermuda, be sure to check out the Royal Naval Dockyards.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station.
I listen to WNYC in New York, and in fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.